At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it, it's time for the truth. Here's our dude, you're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. All right, Colin Morikawa wins for the fourth time on the PGA Tour at the World Golf Championship Workday Championship at the Concession. Now, how about that for a name for a tournament? World Golf Championships, Workday Championship at the Concession. Anyway, a lot of people were raving about the golf course. I got some thoughts on that, and I'll get to that in a second. But Colin Morikawa, the PGA champion, shows up, and he wins the World Golf Championship. So here's a guy that's won four times, which, by the way, puts him in a pretty elite class, considering the fact that he's won four times, including a major. Here's a list of players that have done this since World War II, so a long time ago. Tiger Woods, this is before the age of 25. Tiger Woods did it. He won 24 times and five majors before the age of 25, so nothing for him. Jack Nicklaus, 12 times and three majors before the age of 25. Pretty incredible. Jordan Spieth, 11 times with three majors before the age of 25. Rory McIlroy, six wins, two of them majors before the age of 25. Justin Thomas, eight wins, one of them a major before the age of 25. And Jerry Pate, the great Jerry Pate, five wins, one major. He won the U.S. Open before the age of 25. Now, that gives you an idea of the category that Colin Morikawa is now in, and it's pretty incredible. Now, Morikawa is 24 years old. He is barely 24. So he's got he's got 11 months, a little over 11 months to add to that win total. Realistically, how many more will he get? They're not going to move much up this list that I just listed off for you, with some pretty incredible names. But that's pretty darn good to be on that list. Now, he's a player that everybody is talking about and has talked about, you know, floodgates opening. And is he going to, you know, be something special? He's not a particularly long hitter, 117th on the tour in driving distance going into this week. So that's the thing that people look at and say, you know, he's not going to be a dominant player because the game, the way it's played today, I mean, you have to send the ball. But having said that, he certainly is capable of closing the deal when he gets there and gets the opportunity to win. He had a 2-shot lead going into the final round. And if you look back at statistics in the last 15 years on the PGA Tour, players that have a 2-shot lead win 40% of the time. I think that's a pretty high number, actually, 40%. If you have a 1-shot lead going into the last round, the players have won about 32% of the time. But 40% of the time, if they have a 2-shot lead, Morikawa shows once again that he can close out a tournament and he can win, and that is a great thing. I mean, there's no two ways about that. He is considered one of the best ball strikers on tour, without a doubt. I mean, that's his reputation, and he backs it up here at the World Golf Championship, which big field. This guy's won some big tournaments. I mean, you know, he won the tournament at Muirfield Village, Nicklaus's course. That was called the Workday, too. Remember when they played the back-to-back at Muirfield last summer when we came out of the COVID break, and he won that tournament. So, you know, that wasn't a field like the PGA or a field like the World Golf Championship that he just won, but it was a big golf course. I mean, Nicklaus course, Muirfield Village, you know, when you win on that course, you're doing something special. So he wins big events, and he wins big events on hard golf courses. And he does it the same way. Pretty much this is what the pattern has been, is when he wins, and it's, you know, the same thing I talk about all the time when I'm looking at the PGA Tour. But he parlays a great ball striking week, which he has many. I mean, because that's just that's what he does. I mean, last year he was fifth strokes gained tee to green, and this year he's right about the same. You know, he's sixth going into this week, and he just finished first in strokes gained tee to green at the Concession, which is a tough golf course. There's no two ways about it. And he showed that he's a ball striking machine. I mean, number one in strokes gained approach shot to the green. So he's a great iron player. Last year he finished second, and this year he's right about there again, just pretty much in the same position. So he's consistently a ball striker. That is his deal. And if he shows up with the putter, that's the bottom line. If he shows up with the putter, then pretty much you can count on the fact that, I mean, he's probably going to win the golf tournament. I mean, that's kind of what it boils down to. Now, at the PGA Championship, and he won, he finished first that week in putting. This week at the World Golf Championship, he finished 10th in putting. And usually, you know, once again, you hear me talk about this. If you listen to me give golf analysis, it's pretty much parlay a great putting week with a great ball striking week. And that's the formula for victory. And he did it again this week with this win. First strokes gained tee to green, 10th in putting. And, you know, that'll get it done. Now, you know, where does he go from here? And can he continue this? Is he, you know, a player that is going to be You know, one of the favorites at major championships. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I mean, he hits it too good, and major championships are too tough of venues. You know, kind of like this concession was a tough venue, but those tough venues, you know, ball striking is going to be at a premium. Now, if it's a bomber course and that kind of situation, then, you know, okay, maybe you take some of his advantage away. But he is a great iron player. There's no two ways about that. And, you know, major championships are about hitting the ball and hitting your irons and hitting fairways and the whole thing. And he can do that. So he's for real. I mean, there's no two ways about it. I mean, everybody knew he was for real before this week. But when you back up the major championship win with the World Golf Championship, I mean, he's another big game player. I mean, that's just the facts. I mean, we got a couple of them. I mean, Koepka's obviously one, and Morikawa is clearly one too. I mean, he's somebody that when you're looking at a big tournament on a great field, great golf course, he is definitely somebody to look for. Now, a lot of guys had good weeks and came close. I mean, Koepka, back. He's definitely back. No two ways about it. Rory had a better week. Patrick Reed, Horschel, and Victor Hovland finished second. Billy Horschel and Victor Hovland finished second, tied with Koepka. I got a little analysis on all those guys. We'll do that when I come back. If you want to get better at golf, here's what you have to do. Everybody wants to get better at golf, but here's what you have to do. You got two things you can do. One, you can send your golf swing videos, okay? Take a video of your swing. Just do it. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Just send it in to golfschools@hankhaney.com, and one of my great instructors will analyze it for you and give you a little game plan of what you need to work on. If you're playing golf right now, or if you're waiting for the season to, you know, kick off right around the corner, then this is the way you can have a little something in your mind to be thinking about when you go back to the golf course. So send a video into golfschools@hankhaney.com, and it's absolutely free analysis. And you can send as many of these in as you want. You can do it on a weekly basis if you want. Make this the year that you get better at golf. That's a way to do it. And here's the other thing you can do. Sign up for my video tips that go out into your email box on a daily basis. And you can do that at HaneyUniversity.com. So go to HaneyUniversity.com, sign up for that, and send your videos into golfschools@HankHaney.com. All right, we'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
on Sunday at the Concession, the golf course in Bradenton, Florida, where they played the World Golf Championship. It played tougher. And, you know, Sundays usually play tougher. The pin placements are harder. You know, the pressure is greater. That's when you're playing for your paycheck. And the low score for the day was 66, Carlos Ortiz, okay? He shoots 66. But, you know, there was, you know, quite a few scores that, you know, were just barely under par, 70, 70, 71, 72, 72. You know, that kind of deal. And a couple guys, you know, had tough days. Matsuyama, who was, you know, looking decent, ended up finishing 15th, but he shoots 74 last day. Abraham Anser finished 18th. He shoots 74 last day. So it was a little tougher day. Colin Morikawa still shoots 69. He takes care of it, and he shoots 69. Wins by 3 shots. Okay, Victor Hovland shoots 67. So, you know, he would have had to shoot 64 to get into the playoff. Not going to happen. So what do you call that? I mean, I kind of call that a backdoor tied for second. You know, I mean, tied for second is incredible. And the reason Hovland had to do that is because in the second round, he had an incredible round going. Ends up shooting 69, but he makes 8, quadruple 8. On his last hole of the day, got in trouble over the green, you know, up against the bushes and so on and so forth. And next thing you know, he's got an 8. So he was really out of the tournament. Koepka shoots 70. He'd have had to shoot 67, which, you know, would have been second low round of the day. Not easy to do to get into the playoff. Horschel, same thing. He'd have had to shoot 67, second low round of the day to get into the playoff. Scottie Scheffler, he finished, fifth, in a tie, or he finished fifth all alone, and he shoots 68 the last day, so he lost by 4. So he just had to shoot 64. So really, this was Colin Morikawa's tournament, even though he only had a 2-shot lead. He won by 3. So, I mean, he could have shot 72 and won the tournament, even par. And on the PGA Tour, if you got to go in the last round and all you have to do is shoot even par to win, you know, that's pretty good. I mean, you're going to see guys get that done more times than not. Now, I told you his statistics. First strokes gained tee to green. He finished 10th in putting, first in approach shot to the green, and 32nd around the green. This was a tough golf course to chip the ball on. Hovland, look what he did, okay? Second strokes gained tee to green, but 26th in putting. That's not going to beat somebody that finishes 10th in putting. Koepka, second in putting, but he was 9th in strokes gained tee to green. So he putted just about as good or actually better than Morikawa, but did not hit it as good. Well, that's the difference in his 3 shots, and Billy Horschel, pretty much same exact statistics as Brooks Koepka. He finished 8th strokes gained tee to green, third in putting. So these guys all had chances, but Colin Morikawa gets it done because he's able to, you know, just, I mean, basically just strike his ball. I mean, that was it, and that's a formula that everybody thinks can repeat and repeat and repeat. And it can, but you have to. You still have to make putts. Now, this is what this Colin Morikawa has been able to do. He once in a while, it's most of the time it's once in a kind of a blue moon. He putts really good. Now this week he putted, you know, really good with this saw grip, claw grip, whatever you want to call it. It was like, you know, this is a different, putting style where his right hand fits on the club, where the palm's not facing the hole. That's typically a putting grip that you see with players that have the yips. Now, I don't know if he does. I don't know if he did. I don't, you know, I, His putting statistics are typically not good. He was 213th going in to this week in putting. And prior to this week, the week before, he was 257th. Like that's worse. He was putting worse than anybody on the tour 2 weeks ago. Then he went to this claw grip, and he got a little bit better last week. Although last week he still didn't putt any good. In the tournament before this, but this week he pulls a rabbit out of a hat, which he's done before, and he's top 10 in putting. I mean, if he was a mediocre, I mean, an average putter, and that's not saying mediocre, let's say average putter, or, you know, a top 40 putter, even with his, even with the fact that he's not the longest hitter, he's a top three player. Now, he still may be a top three player. Who knows? He may be the guy that kind of breaks the mold. And I mean, Spieth was that guy. He was that guy who was, dominating all these major championships and number one in the world. And everybody's like, I mean, how does this guy do it? Well, he made a lot of putts, hit the ball good. And he made a lot of putts outside of 25 feet. That was Spieth's formula. And then all of a sudden the putting went away and the ball striking went away and everything went away. Now he's slowly coming back, but Colin Morikawa has the ball striking. That's less likely to go away. Usually when people can strike the golf ball like he can, they're going to keep striking the golf ball like he can. And that's something that, probably is going to, it's probably going to continue. I mean, that's just kind of what you've seen so far out of his career and what you're probably going to see. And then it's just going to be, how does he putt? How does he putt? And is this the answer? Like people saying, okay, is that the answer? And you look at it and you think, okay, now how many guys that are top players in the world use some kind of alternative style in putting? All right, I'm going to give you a little analysis of that and something to look for when you're watching different players and you're thinking, okay, this guy could be the guy. I'll do that when we come back. Let me tell everybody about my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. If you haven't tried it, you get a free 2-week supply by just going to voodoopainrelief.com. That's all you got to do. Right there on the front page. This is a clinically tested, clinically proven product that absolutely works for minor aches and pains, muscle strains, arthritis pain, back, shoulder, hip, whatever it might be, joint pain. Give it a try because I'm telling you, you will be singing its praises just like everybody on the website. You can go there and check it out. Check out the website. Check out the testimonials. Don't just take my word for it, but get your free 2-week supply at voodoopainrelief.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. the ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
All right, how many people, top players in the world, use an alternative method putter? Okay, Dustin Johnson, no. John Rahm, no. Conventional. Justin Thomas, conventional. Xander Schauffele puts left hand low. Tyrrell Hatton, conventional. Patrick Cantlay, conventional. Rory McIlroy, conventional. Okay, then you got Bryson DeChambeau and Webb Simpson. Okay, those are your, you know, next two players that have an unconventional method. And then you got Patrick Reed, Brooks Koepka. Okay, there you go. So of the top 12 players in the world, you've got two guys that are unconventional, Bryson DeChambeau and Webb Simpson, and you got another guy, Schauffele, that puts left-hand low. Although I don't even know if I would consider that unconventional because it's just left-hand low. You know, he's not looking at the hole. He doesn't have a saw grip or something like that, or a claw grip on it. Obviously, Webb Simpson's unconventional. He's made himself a better putter after struggling because he was a great putter before. And then, you know, when they outlawed the belly putting, he went into a tailspin for a couple years, but he got it back using the method he's using. And then Bryson DeChambeau has made himself a good putter with his unconventional method. But anyway, just you look at 12 players, 12 top players in the world. You've got exactly two of them that have some kind of an unconventional method. Now, Colin Morikawa, you know, now he's a top five player in the world. And, you know, with this win at the World Golf Championship, the concession or workday concession, whatever they called that thing. What a name that was anyway. But he's using this claw grip, saw grip, which by the way is a great option. You see a lot of players using it. It's generally a way to be decent. Actually, I'm surprised more players don't use it. You know, it's very effective for somebody that has, like I said, a little bit of hitch in their get along, as I call it, a little bit of a yip in their stroke. And it's generally not going to, you're generally not going to be the best putter doing this, but you're going to be better than you were. So it'll be interesting to see if he goes and sticks with this. You know, Mark O'Meara, for years, you know, of course, Mark was one of my students for a long, long time. And he was always a great putter. And then, you know, he got the yips, and I thought he'd always tell me, you know, he'd say, I'm yipping it. And I'm like, you're not yipping it. I mean, you're a great putter, Mark. What are you talking about? And then, you know, finally he convinced me that he did have a problem there. And, you know, I did a bunch of research on it, and I figured out, okay, the problem's in your right hand, and you need to try this grip where you put your hands on their side. This is a great story about Mark O'Meara and his saw grip. He called it the saw grip because he said it felt like he was just sawing, you know, a piece of wood with the way he was holding on to the club. And he put that grip on there. The first time he put that grip on there was at the PNC father-son. And I remember I'd come back from Germany. I was and I'd met some guys that had done some research on the yips. And I said, Mark, you got to try this grip. And he said, I'm not holding on like that. And he said, look at that. That looks ridiculous. And I said, why are you worried about looking ridiculous? I said, Vijay Singh was like, you know, best player in the world at the time or second best player in the world at the time. I said, look at Vijay, you know, I mean, Vijay's like holding on upside down and doing this and doing that. He was always doing something goofy. And I said, well, you're worried about how you're going to look with one hand on there sideways? Just try it. And sure enough, he went out and played the first round, the father-son term, which is, you know, hey, that's a no-pressure situation. Why not give it a try there? He tried and he got done, and he said, Hank, I didn't yip a putt. I felt smooth. And anyway, you know, he still putts like that to this day. And he's won. He won on the Champions Tour with that grip. He won a tournament in Dubai on the European Tour with that grip. And I'll never forget it because he putted with that saw grip the whole tournament. And he gets on 18, and he just needs to like two putt from like, I don't know, 15 feet to win the tournament. And that, you know, that's a big tournament on the European Tour. And, you know, good field, always a good field. And he gets up there and hits the first putt in there. It's just like about, I don't know, 16 inches away. And he goes walking up to this putt. And he's walks up and he's going to tap it in and just, you know, win the tournament. And he walks up there to the putt. And next thing you know, I'm watching on TV and he's going with his conventional grip. And he kind of puts his feet in there and he's got his conventional grip. And I'm thinking, oh man, he's this is going to be the only putt he doesn't hit all week with the, you know, with the saw grip. And right as he's getting ready to take it back, I mean, this is only like 16 inches away, like a second before he's taking it back, he quick switches his grip over to the saw grip, and he sawed that thing right in the hole for the victory. But anyway, afterwards, I was joking with him. I said, "Hey, bud." I said, I saw it the last second. You went from conventional to the saw grip. And he goes, yeah. He said, you know what? I was standing over that thing. He said, I know it was only like 16 inches, but he said, I wasn't feeling, all of a sudden I didn't feel so good over it. And he said, he told himself, he said, I better just brush this one in there with the saw grip. And sure enough, he did. But it's a great method for somebody that has a little yip in their stroke. So if you're one of those guys and you struggle with short putts, and that's one of the things they mentioned on the telecast is how Morikawa putted so much better this week. I think he was close to he's close to last in putting on the PGA Tour. And then all of a sudden, boom. But we'll see. This is going to be interesting because, you know, he putted great at the PGA Championship and then he didn't putt any good after that. Let's see if he can keep something going with his putter. Because if he can keep something going with his putter, I mean, this kid can really play. There's no two ways about that. All right. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Appreciate you listening. Remember your free offers, Voodoo Pain Relief Cream and myhaneyuniversity.com, where you can get my instructional videos. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts so you follow our podcast every day. And I appreciate the support. Hope everybody stays safe and healthy, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on the Hank Haney Podcast. The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at price that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.